Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest hosts.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at?
Try to get it fixed, though. We're gonna jump into it like this, just right off the top. Take over Tuesday. I don't know if y'all hear that, but I'm gonna fix it. The show has started. You can call and take over the show 563-999-3411. I'm gonna get it together. Monstrously,
yeah.
I'll be right back.
I went from nothing to something, see my dreams come true. Money right, top gone with a red bitch. Mama said this life would surely take me under, but that money came quick. That shit'll make you wonder. I remember being broke, catching the 17th, way before that Jose running all them fucking foreign things. Sometimes I roll clean, still had the green machine, with the 23 diamonds, had the wettest paint you seen. Sit back and chill a minute, let me try to paint the scene. Get as vivid as I can without really changing things. I remember we was snatching books, tearing up them lines. 19 twice, I could get it 100 times. My life's that real, I could give you 100 lines. You'll probably think I'm biting Jeezy if I tell you about the time when I was just a shit with that money on my mind. I hit up on my grind every day trying to shine.
Monday to Sunday, I'm making this Monday. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see.
From the jump, I kept it thorough. In and out of jail, I had my fair share of trouble. But could you blame me, though, for wanting to see my profits double? Now I'm older and really getting a kick out of these youngins, taking all these different drugs, starting shit up over nothing. But wanting something, your peers will look at you funny. I'm chasing money, though, with street codes and real rules. Niggas killing out here trying to pay real dues. In the presence of a player, better stay real cool. Niggas selling wolf tickets, buy what they will do. I'm still chilling in my hood, I'm just waiting on you. I might make my homeboy gon' slide on through. I'm hearing rumors start to surface, y'all gon' slide on who? I'm glad to see you on your toes, I applaud that dude. Cause this is checks, not checkers, better fall back, fool. You better fall back,
Monday
fool.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see.
You a dick, you and leave you trapped. I felt scrutiny for trying to put my hood up on the map. And all I want to do is rap and make feel good music. Seeing niggas get this paper, let me know I can do it. No, I never been a hater, I was deeply influenced. You can ask the bras about me, bet they say I'm the coolest. Ask some niggas about my crew, I bet they say we get foolish. Real recognize real, who the fuck is you fooling? I bet you don't even know what the fuck you doing. You just out here, hard ass, head first moving. You probably be the reason that the whole team get flipped. That's why your calls get screened, and I don't fuck with you, bitch. I follow ethics, I was taught, yeah, I stick to the script. Loose lips sink ships, and we too far in the ocean. I'd rather throw you overboard so I can keep on coasting. Keep on smoking, keep on
Monday
going.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see. Hustle, 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 hustle
right, here we go. We're going to try it again. We're going to try to get it together. So, all right, Take Over Tuesday. Only place you can take over the show. You ready for Mr. Unbelievable?
I'm ready.
Still got issues over here with this cat, with this noise over here in my ear, and it's annoying as hell. So, all right, what we got going on for the show? You're going to have to, like, extra help me out tonight. So, what we got on the chop block for the Who's Bumping, who's getting fat? We know we got the thing for people to call in and promote their brand for free. Only place you can take over the show in the world. I think it's the only radio show to take over right now in the world. So, we got entertainment news, brand building. What we got on the chop block for the entertainment news tonight?
Well, you know, we got some updates on the mod. And then we have, like, several people pass away over the weekend. We have some crazy more coronavirus theories. We got some DNA results. We got some Meek Mills, and we got some Tekashi. So, it's interesting. And then we got an update about the insects that we were talking about. Yeah, an update about that. So, we got some stuff going down.
Okay, so we got that. Let's see, what else we got? Let's see, I'm not for sure. Let's see what I'm going to talk about. But definitely we got, like I said, the opportunity for you to build your brand. Call in. Don't forget, today's show has been brought to you by the Soul of Me Speaks book author, Miss Unbelievable, E to the K. You can check her book out at soulofmespeaks.com. When you get the book, you support the show. Monster U.S. Apparel, Elite Sway Management, Picasso Painting. These are our sponsors. You can find more about all of us at MonstarsRadio.com. Please share the link, support the network, and we all going to do some monsters. So, all right, you ready for this Takeover Tuesday?
I'm ready.
That's what's you up, because I sure the hell ain't. No.
You ain't ready? You know, Liddy Lit, stay ready. Miss Unbelievable, stay ready.
Nobody acts for no damn Liddy Lit. No, turn your little
Lit?
Shine down. Nobody hating on Liddy Lit. I'm the DJ.
Okay.
Don't try to outshine the master. You dig? You want to be a co-host, correspondent, do all this, and you're trying to DJ too? I mean, damn. This is legal money. Take Over Tuesday.
Well, you know.
You got to take over something over all the time.
Can I just say this?
So that's what it is. Oh, my God. Can I do my job?
Oh, you playing a song? My bad.
Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at. Everybody don't trap. Right around town, window down, blowing stress out. Bust a blunt, save a split, throw the rest out. No speed, no care, buck a seatbelt. Turn another street to my dad like blink. Niggas don't like me cause I don't bling. But the hell with the shiny shit, money is the same. Listen, I think I'm life, I know my circle not perfect. Even frame, Lucas, no attention, not worth it. Showing up for people like working in a circus. So I dress with a purpose like a soldier in a service. If you're doing numbers with the squares like a domino. Breaking bricks, getting money like a Mario. Next move, keep it to yourself, they don't need to know it. And if they hate selling this, can't stop the money flow, bitch. Dying hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got me seeing better days. Legal money got me living on my dreams. And I grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got us seeing better days. Legal money got us living out a dream. Yeah, I hustle day by day. Take money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you clean all the way. Everybody don't trap, that's all I gotta say. Everybody don't trap, everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody got got mouths to feed. I make it work from a check every 2 weeks. Every double bag you see ain't money and weed. I work hard, play harder than an athlete. Second pay vacays on multiple days. And I travel anywhere except out of space. Looking better than the rest, I feel out of place. Never worry about the bitches that be all in my face. Fuck a dot in the pills they pop. Grind on my mind, legal money don't stop. Never worry about a setup under fans that pot. Only time I hustle back was just a couple wide out. Run around, you can tell I got money from the bossy big. All I do is invest in expensive trip. Watch the game where the Yankees play in the Bronx. Getting paid on the day, all living it up. Grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to jump. Lawyer to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got me seeing better days. Legal money got me living out my dreams. And I grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Lawyer to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got us seeing better days. Legal money got us living out a dream. Yeah, I hustle day by day. Take money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you clean all the way. Everybody don't trap, that's all I gotta say. Everybody don't trap, everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Yeah, I hustle day by day.
Hey, don't y'all hate it when, like, you be talking shit about something? Don't you hate it when you talk shit about something? You turn around, you got to need the motherfucker. That's me right now. You dig? I was just talking shit and I'm be like, God, can I get together? Nah, I need her motherfucking ass. like, we don't need no Litty Lit. Now, guess what? We need Litty Lit. Takeover Tuesday. So, all right, do you want, you got something you want to talk about tonight? Or you could also start topics throughout the week, but tonight is the only night you can call in and focus on yourself and the things that you do. That's why it's called Take Over Tuesday. You call in and you take over. Remember, like, Pinky and the Brain, they used to take over the world. That's what you're trying to do. Use your pinky and your brain to take over the world to see what you got going on. So, you still can't hear that sound like somebody just getting their ass whip. It's just like pep, 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 pep. You don't hear that?
I can hear that. All I hear is that. Okay.
Ooh, now you sound a little computerized. You sound like a little bit of computer love.
I don't know if BlueTalk don't like us or what, but yeah.
Huh.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Do I still sound computerized?
It's like going in and out. I don't know what the hell or what in the snail's pace is going on. This reminds me of back when the Timberwolves used to play. All you people used to go to the games. Remember that dude used to sit on the bench and just smack on the floor? Pat, 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 pat. I hated that dude.
Oh,
sound like he on my floor
that's
right now.
Here.
Yeah, sound like he on my floor right now. So if you're out there and you're connected with us on social media, can you let us know if you hear that pet, 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 pet going on right now? Right now, let me know. Let's see. Just hit me up as at DJ Imansa on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. So, all right, but other than that, let's see. 7:14, we got a little bit of time before we get into our entertainment news. Let's see. Anything you want to put out there? I'll ask you first before I make my little comment. Anything you want to brand out there on Takeover Tuesday?
Yes, yes. So if you go to my website, solemnlyspeaks.com, you can subscribe. And you will be getting an email newsletter about what's going on with Solemnly Speaks. And you'll get, like, some updates on when I'm going to have events, updates on, you know, the book sale, I mean books, and how you can get a discount on a book, and just how you can get a discount on some shirts, you know, just a whole bunch of stuff, some little inserts about it. So if you subscribe, I don't solicit, I don't sell your email, I don't give your email out. I just send you nice stuff, you know, inspirational quotes, things out the book that will, you know, encourage you. Also, let me speak when you subscribe. So that is going out. I'm so excited about that.
Okay, that's what's up. That's
yeah.
what's up. So I do want to say I have been seeing a lot of local support. I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to say other than, you know, local support, whether it be from friends, family, those type of things, people helping each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see a lot of other people, shirt people selling shirts. I see people out there putting, just posts saying, do you have your own business at home? What do you do? I'm trying to support
mm-hmm.
you. Can I buy something? You dig? That's big. I can't say I've ever seen that on social media, what point where people are saying, what do you do? I want to support you. I got money. I want to buy. You know what I mean? Because right now, if you're doing online sales, you should be killing the game right now. Right now, people are bored looking for shit to buy. I mean, it's going to be spring cleaning come, next year, 2021 spring cleaning is going to come this year in October. Because everybody online buying shit. I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying. So it's
mm-hmm.
a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. And, you know, people are even saying if you drop your name here, we got you. So, I mean, your Cash App, we got you. A lot of things, you know, just positive influences, positive things coming out of COVID-19. If you're, like, super serious about what you're doing, this is an ample opportunity to get there and do your class, put your class out there, put your pictures out there, put everything out there. Because this is, everyone is like, let me support the blacks, let me support the browns, let me support. They're not trying to diss, you know, no colors, but they really have been rallying behind black businesses. And that's awesome.
Right.
They're not looking at them with the side eye like, you gonna really do it? Can I really trust you? So the support is definitely
right. So okay, so let's see what else we got pushing out on Takeover Tuesday.
So,
I think of some things.
I know this is not Wet Wet Wednesday. But I was watching Dr. Oz, and he was talking about different things being done in your sleep, right? Like people committing crimes in their sleep, people raping people in their sleep, people sleepwalking. So I was like, is that a thing? And then he's going to use the word, have you ever heard this word? Sexsomnia.
Sex.
Have you ever heard of that?
Somnia. I cannot say I've heard nobody ever say that.
Right?
The fuck is that?
And
you fall asleep while fucking?
So
get some
it's,
headphones and shut yourself out.
No, it's like they claim it's sleep deprivation, stress. It's caused by sleepwalking, but it's a disturbance when the body is this tired. So, like this guy, he had sex with this chick, right? And he claimed he didn't know because he was asleep. And they've been using this in rape cases. That's what they said, I was asleep. And it's a rare study. 8% of Canadians say they have it's part of a sleep disorder, and show symptoms of in their sleep, they're getting up, they're having sex with people, and they don't even know it. Like someone asleep, and you got your lady, or you know, in the bed, and you're having sex with them, and you don't even know it. And so people are using that. And so now I was like, that ain't real, right? That ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
He had a person who was, you know, expert of sleep. She says, yes, that can happen. But they were asking, what realm of sleep are you in? So to know that you're doing something wrong or if you're doing something right, like, what realm are you of sleep? And they have to watch you while you're asleep, taking the sleep clinic test, you know, go to sleep clinic, take the test, and they have to watch you to see if you get up or see if you're looking to have sex with somebody at a time when you're asleep. So that's a thing. Right?
I want to know, you monstrous listeners out there, do y'all believe that? Do y'all
right.
believe that? I'm just saying. I don't know how gullible somebody wants you to think. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's not true. You dig? All I'm saying is I don't believe you can be that sleep that you going to rape somebody, that you that sleep. You finna go out and kill somebody. Come on, man. Who you think you're talking to? A blonde attorney right now? Hell to no, and no offense to you blondes. It's just in the movies they fuck y'all up. No, I'm not going for that shit. You dig? Hell no. That's like telling me it ain't gonna hurt. Hell no, I'm not going for that shit. Who fall for that? Who fell for that? I mean, come on, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. How you gonna say you raped somebody? You the one who raped somebody, and you were asleep. I could see if you was like, oh, somebody took advantage of me because I was asleep, but you had to do some hella motherfucking drinking, or you had to be up for like 7 days. You understand me? You had to make the earth. You had to be up for 7 days in order for somebody to really stroke you out and you be asleep and come wake up, come on, what happened? I don't know what happened. What kind of crackhead you think you talking to? Hell, motherfucking no, ain't no way. And I always say that. That's not a condition, motherfucker. That's a defense in court. That's what that is. That ain't no condition. That's a defense in court. Oh, yeah, I killed them. I had work late. I did a lot of overtime, and I was sleeping. I was sleeping, and I killed some. Really? So a whole awoke person didn't reawake your ass while you was trying to do this shit and you was sleepwalking?
Right.
No, I ain't buying it. I ain't buying it. No. Can I talk to the professional? Let the professional talk to me. They going to put hands on me. And I'm going to be like, no, I'm not falling for that. I mean, have you ever been like that? You can't walk past me in my sleep and I don't wake up.
Well, now, I have seen people who sleepwalk. I have seen that. That does exist.
Sleepwalking. Literally sleepwalking.
Sleepwalking. That does exist.
Or they were just not all the way awake trying to go to another room.
Nope. They were all the way asleep. And who was it? It was one of my kids who was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was calling their name. I was like, where are you going? Where are you going? And literally, didn't answer me. They went to the kitchen. I went into the kitchen, waved my hand in their face, pushed them. They just kind of stood there, grabbed what they were looking for, went back upstairs. Asked them in the morning, did you know you came downstairs in the morning? At such a time? Did you get such a time? It was like, no. So I've seen that. I have seen sleepwalkers. But I have not heard of doing the act of sex while you're asleep, which could happen because you're literally asleep. Like, your body's in a state of comatosis or whatever. But what realm mm-hmm. of sleep are you when you are sleepwalking? I don't know. I've seen it. I didn't believe it at first until I saw for myself. And so it's like they do mm-hmm. crazy stuff. It's not like it's sexual stuff that I think, because it happens more in children than it does in adults. You know what I'm saying? But he was just getting something to eat, or he would go right to the bathroom. And I was like, wow. And I was pushing on him, and, yeah, he just got out of bed. So there was no response. And then I tried to wake him up. He didn't get up. But to sexsomnia, I never heard of that.
Right. Sexsomnia.
Never heard of that. Like,
okay, you still
that
sleep
right
when you bust?
But I've seen sleepwalkers. It's funny because they dead sleep walking around. And then they don't go. Sometimes he didn't go back to bed. Sometimes I think it was Lil Garrett. He would go in the closet, fall asleep in the closet, fall asleep in the bathroom. I think it was him. He would just do stuff. And I'd just be like, what the hell are you doing? And he was like, no, I didn't do that. I was like, yes, you did. No, I didn't. And it would argue me down. So all has to do with being deprived of sleep. So, like, if you be up playing a game and your mind ain't went to sleep, or you up for hours of the day, it happens. But they say it doesn't happen that much in adults. And you would want to, like, monitor it and then send them to the sleep clinic to see at what time of the night are they going to sleep. And that's almost like, you know, when you have sleep apnea and you stop breathing in your sleep, at what time and how many times does this happen? Now, if it doesn't happen when they're with you, then they'll be like, yeah, it don't happen. But it would have to probably be more than one day if you're a sleepwalker.
Mm.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
I need to meet me a sleep head giver. That's what I need to find me. Give me some head in my sleep. My back to that song was Suck Me in My Sleep. I'm going to try to find that shit before it's over with tonight. But okay. We're going to leave that alone because it must be a condition. Shit. I think it's a defense, but they say it's a condition. We're going to see if we get some experts around here. Have you been sleeping in your walk before? Have you been sleepwalking before? Hit us up, 563-999-3411. Look, Miss Unbelievable Show is finna answer. No, I'm not talking to you, to the people.
No. I was gonna say something else, but go ahead.
3411. Go ahead.
No, I don't even know what I was gonna say.
Don't you hate that?
I don't remember. I hate that.
It's like me talking about something. I don't need you. We don't need no Liddy Lit. I got this. And then we come back. Can you please call Liddy Lit? I need some help. But I think we got it now. We got it all figured out. But all right, what else? Mm-hmm. Who else we got on the top block tonight?
Are we on the top blocking? We on the top blocking. Okay, remember how we were talking about the bee, right? And
yeah, about
the hornet.
That wasp, that killer wasp.
The wasp.
Yeah, hornet.
And then we was talking about
the
mother hornet.
2-inch stinger.
And then we were, yeah. So, it says insect experts should calm down about this big bug with the nickname murder hornet. And I'm going to tell you, remember what you said. Unless you are a beekeeper or a honeybee, the Asian giant hornet found in Washington State that grabbed headlines aren't killers of humans, although it does happen on rare occasions. They said what you should be afraid of, and the scariest insect out there, are mosquitoes. People don't think twice about them. If anyone murdered insects, it would be a mosquito. Ain't that what you said? Mosquitoes are responsible for millions of yearly deaths worldwide from malaria, dungeon fever, and other diseases. At least 15 people died, reported in Eastern Europe by the spread of mosquitoes. 50 billion people over the course of human existence have been killed by mosquitoes. And just like the murder hornet came to the U.S. as unwitting hitchhikers, mosquitoes likely hitchhiked across the Nina Peninsula and sanitary along the Atlantic. Mosquitoes plagued millions of Americans from the end of the 17th century to the beginning of the 20th century with malaria and yellow fever. The death toll from yellow fever alone was more than 100,000. You just mentioned that when we were talking about it with Cali Girl last week, and she was saying how she was so allergic to them. And that is one of those. I was like, oh, snap, you said you should be worried about the mosquitoes. And there is the mosquitoes. And I don't know if you're talking. I don't know if you're listening to me. Your phone is on mute. I don't know if you're having a conversation with yourself over there because I can't hear you. But, yeah,
my phone's on mute.
The mosquito is the one. Huh?
I was saying I'm not on mute. I was just waiting for you to get done. Okay, let's put it like this. Like, I believe in my spirituality, and there's, like, two things that I will kill in the world. Other things I will not kill just to be killing. Unless it's directly threatening me, I will not just kill a spider. You dig? Ladies I be with, they hate that shit. Get that mother... No, I'm not killing the spider just because you're afraid of it with your big ass. You dig? But one thing I will kill is a mosquito. And that's why them little vampires that carry malaria, other blood illnesses, things like that. If you can kill me, then spiritually wise, I have the right to defend myself. So I will kill a mosquito in a heartbeat. Let it be a puddle of mosquitoes. I will stomp on a puddle of mosquitoes. You understand me? It's just my spirituality. I don't kill anything, but I will kill me some motherfucking mosquitoes with extreme prejudice. And that's why, because they can carry stuff. Like a lot of people, they don't understand, like, a lot of slavery, they always think that, you know, the white man went into Africa and went in there and took all them slaves out of there. No, they did not. A lot of the Africans that came out of Africa were given to the white man by Africans, whether they were warriors prisoners of war. And they gave them away because, you know, you can't keep your prisoners of war too long. Motherfuckers try to find an escape, regroup, things like that. And one of the reasons why they couldn't go into Africa like they want you to think they did was mosquitoes and malaria. They could not go into deep Africa like that. It will kill them off. So, yes, mosquito is one of the craziest little sons of bitches out there that can fuck with you. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, and... last week, Cali Girl did send me the pictures of her mosquito bite. I don't know if she really has an allergic reaction or she just scratches. You know when you scratch a mosquito bite and it turns red? That's what it is, but it's her whole motherfucking arm. So I don't know if she from California don't know. Don't scratch the mosquito bite. Get you some ointment, put it on it, because if you scratch it, it'll just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it would just keep itching like it's on fire. You got to find some way to, some people say put an X in it. Some people do all kinds of things. Put a penny on it. There's so many different home remedies or home hacks that people say they use. But, yes, mosquito is one of them bugs right there. They say don't worry about the hornet. They say worry about the mosquito this year.
Yeah, that's what they said. That's what they warned us about because they're like, that bug can – transfer, you know, and now that COVID-19's out and we're getting ready to get mosquito
mm-hmm.
season,
mm-hmm.
Man, and then next thing you know, they're
going
to be like the mosquito is carrying the coronavirus from people to people.
Oh, you done gave them their whole new next hype. That's going to be their whole new next hype.
Watch.
Mosquitoes carrying around pistols in the coronavirus. Now you got to have on a mask. You got to have on a net, a whole body net. It is. Motherfuckers be wearing just screen doors like a sandwich. It be two duct tape screen doors around you like a sandwich.
Right.
Let me stop. You know, I'm just messing up. Oh, so, okay. You want to comment on that? Can you imagine that, walking with two screen doors on you, duct tape around you because you're not
wow.
trying to get bit by mosquitoes?
It ain't going to help you because
oh,
there's open areas. But somebody will, you know, try to cut two screens and, you know, screen it up on them. You know, I made me a New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't making no better. Okay, moving on. You know that when we're talking about the coronavirus. Now they're saying eyes are an easy entryway. Tears could spread it. Okay, I'm going to read this. It says, do not cry during the pandemic because it costs your life, possibly infect you with the coronavirus. Yeah, they're reporting that the eyes, our surrounding tissue, might very well be a gateway to get inside after they examined some dead people at Johns Hopkins University. Long story short, scientists studied 10 cadavers who died from the related virus, found that their eyes and area underneath their eyelids produce a solid amount of ACE2, an enzyme known to facilitate COVID-19. The enzyme is found in lots of places like the mouth, the lungs, but now it hasn't been known for our eyes in a big amount. There's a huge problem, but it gets worse. These enzymes will further help the virus slip through our pores and blood vessels. And the Johns Hopkins crew found that our eyes have a contraption of that floating around us as well. Here's the kicker. The group goes so far to say that tears could possibly be a way of transmitting the virus and spreading it onto other surfaces. For the record, the study has not been proven yet. It's still scary. Do you believe this? So refrain from scratching your eyes. And then I heard another theory that is coming between sperm from a man. So what I'm hearing is fluids is the way that this COVID-19 is being spread. What you heard? What you heard? What you got? What you got with that?
I just heard it just now from you. So I ain't got nothing but what you got.
Okay, well, what you think?
Well, I think right now, I'm just going to be honest. I don't know what the hell to think. You dig? You got so many things going on, and I'm not just talking about fake news. I'm talking about the real news. They say this day. They say that day. I really don't know. I just try to find my own way to protect myself and my loved ones and friends and family, if they even listen to me. You know, some people, they just don't listen to you. Honestly, I really don't know. Because, I mean, at first, you know, they were talking about it was from the radiation from the 5G towers. You know what I mean? They were saying that partial, one of the things, the main thing to worry about with COVID is men. Because it was supposed to be, like, mainly attacking men, making men sterile. You know what I mean? So somehow the COVID went from our lungs and nasals and nostrils to our nuts. So then they come out and say they don't know how the hell it's spreading. Then they come out and say this is how you prevent from getting it. Well, if you don't know how it's spreading, actually, technically, how can you tell me how to defend myself? Then you say we do need this, then we don't need that. Now they're putting people getting into fights, people getting shot over a mask, and they got things, they're putting out things in the CDC says that a mask ain't going to help a healthy person.
Uh-huh.
So now they tell you can get it through sex, you can get it through eye drop.
Crying.
From what it sounds like, I don't
you
know what
to
say.
We can't be human. We can't be human.
Like,
we can't have no emotions. We can't show no emotions. We can't share no emotions.
Yeah.
We can't fuck no emotions. We can't dictate no emotions. We can't do nothing. And nothing is helping.
Right. But and look how they got
it's
shit.
Just putting,
they got shit like McDonald's open. They're talking about how to spread the shit and all this other things. I'm just saying, why they doing all this talking about this, prevent this, that. They got some of the things that are closed are just, and some of the things that are open, it's like, what the fuck? Dairy Queen's open? But some of these other places ain't open? It's like, why? Why? Is it just the low-end people? Because a lot of people are going to get, a lot of businesses are going to die because of this. A lot of little, small companies are going to die. If they ain't getting no type of help, loan, or whatever, and that's another way for somebody to pull some money out your pocket, because you got to pay interest on that money that you really don't have. That's why it's loaned to you. You really don't have it. Now you're paying money on money that you don't have. A lot of these companies don't die. Some of these companies are going to survive. Who are they letting survive and who are they allowing to die? That's the question right now. Because it's like some of these places I see open, I'd be like, what the hell? Yeah, because I'm like, Dairy Queen's open. Why is it? You know what? I'm just going to quit. But, yeah, so, I mean, that's where I'm at with it. I'm just stuck on stupid, surrounded by silly. That's all. Some
and
cases,
just
I don't
know
what to
he's
do.
He's looking to dial the our governor's looking to dial the dial back. He's looking to expand the closed order to June 6th. So that means more businesses at a pause because, once again, we haven't reached our peak, and a lot of more people are dying, a lot more people are taking the test, a lot more people are here saying, okay, I got COVID, now what? It's a real thing, most definitely, but I don't think there's going to be a handle on this for no time soon. I don't even know what school looks like in come September. I don't know what tomorrow looks like. So it's real crazy how the businesses, man, that are open are the ones that they try to say stay away from, like McDonald's, Wendy's. There ain't no healthy food in there. You know, but it's the quick food that you give your kids. It's the quick money that will turn around and put money somewhere to, you know, that will help other folks to keep that money rapidly being spent to put back into the economy, to the government or whoever, or the taxes or whatever. So it's an interesting thing. And I don't know how this is going to play out because we're still hiding behind the mask. We just got it on now. And racism is still going on. How they're treating black folks or whoever don't have no mask is a form of racism that's going on now. If you don't have your mask and you can't get a mask, it's a form of segregation. So it's just a small little way that they're creeping back things in that you need to pay attention to. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. What else we got on the chat block?
So here is an update. The DNA test shows rap your future. Murray, he is the father. To Rain's that 1-year-old daughter. You know, he's been having legal battles, and I've been giving you guys an update about Miss Rain. He is the biological father. So right now, she believes he should pay her $53,000 a month based on his income. That's what she believes. We all know that she is the mother of his child. They have ongoing lawsuits going on, and she's been suing him for child support. Future's response, he's not happy with his private life being made public. Following the results of the DNA, the rapper has reportedly discovered that he is the biological father. The paternity has been confirmed. He's not that happy. His response is, life is still good. She still shared our business on the airways. I'm not happy about that. He said, teach these hoes how to keep their business off the internet because y'all don't run the internet and you always run to the internet. He said, but he gave shout out to his other baby mamas. He appreciates you. He has six of his baby mamas. So he did include Rain in his shout out, even though he just talked about the hoes going to that gram. He just went to the gram. You can't have it both ways. Can't have it both ways. But that's future.
I mean, not only that, I mean, he's got to think about it like this. First of all, you out there hoeing. It's these hoes that you choosing. Stop choosing them. Run to the whole grams. You know they would run to the whole grams when you was on their motherfucking gram page when you first met them, and they had booty pics everywhere, and they met you and half their ass was hanging out. So you can't blame them for that shit. That's what they do. Get it? That's what they do. Think another part, too. Like, come on, let's keep it 100. Like, you future. Like, whether you future, and I hate to put these other people's name in it, Ludacris or anybody else that you fucking with. You dig? You're a social status to them, bruh. They really don't like you. They like your fame. So anything that they can do, that's part of their game. Like, to fuck with you is to fucking put your shit online. Hello? That's their social status. I fucks with future. You dig? Let's keep it 100. The little crab homies around you be doing that shit. They do that. Yeah, this is my dude. Do. Pick. That's what you're there for, bruh. That's what you're there for. You're a publicity. When you're an artist and you get that big, that's what you are. You're a publicity. So you can't be up there talking about they on the gram and they run to the gram. They run to, so that's what you ran to that ass. When they posted that ass out there, they popped that poke out, you ran to that ass.
Right. That was found
so,
on the gram.
You know, like you said, it's a double, right, it's a double standard. Like, you can't be. Mm-hmm. Talking about da-da-da-da-da-da. And at this point, honestly, real men, I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying real men shit. Men going to say this, and if he was here, he'd be like, right. Now that you know that's your baby mama, stop slamming her. Because to slam your baby mama is to slam your child. That's why you don't talk bad about your ex baby mama, baby daddy. You don't do that. Not out in public, hell to the no. Because when you slam on them, you slam on your kid. When you be like, oh, she ain't shit. Oh, okay. Now you telling me my mama ain't shit. So what does that equivalent down to me? Oh, you out here on the gram talking about my mama a hoe. Okay, now my friends at school talking about my mama a hoe. How does that equivalent down to me? Think about that shit.
Right.
Now's the time to be like, okay, I was wrong. I'm going to step up. I'm going to do right. Now, don't get me wrong. I think a lot of people think this. Even some of the people that get money is like, damn, I'm getting so much money. They really do need to figure out how to do this shit. I don't know how they can
mm-hmm.
do it, but yeah, when it's $50,000 a month, put the one in good. I'm just saying, man. I don't know. Maybe I think somehow they should make it where these. I don't know. They got to buy them a house and, you know, give them so much money and they can break it down and, you know, put money in a trust where they put, say, like $250,000, $500,000 in a trust, let them get a house, $500,000 in a trust in a bank of some sort where it can accumulate interest as it's sitting there and they get so much a month to live off of. Now you got a house. You only really need about maybe $2,500, $3,500 a month. For all expenses, talking about games, toys, your foods, da-da-da-da, your car, all that shit can all be included, and you have a life to live. Don't think just because
mm-hmm.
you have a kid by a superstar, your life is set, and you finna be out here like the lifestyle of the rich and famous. That's not going to happen
right.
in most cases.
And that's
especially
the sad
when you
part,
with a celebrity
because...
that got 100 babies.
Yeah, that's the sad part because that's what they look for. And then the only one who loses in the end is the child because all they can say is, I have a famous dad, but my dad don't come around. Like, and he only wanted my mama as a hoe because he going to go back and look at these archives. I mean, this is out in the public. Like, it ain't like, how we grew up when we got the little piece of paper and we got to throw it away. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There is, it's out here now. out here like crazy. So I agree with you, $35,000 a month. He got seven kids. If you at the lowest one on the totem pole, so you get whatever's left. You don't have first dibs. You number seven. And how much does a number seven get? It ain't going to be $35,000. It ain't. Because the more there is, the less you get. Because they diddly it up. Okay, now it's time seven. Crazy.
Yep.
All right, you ready for a radio break?
Nope, keep rolling.
All right. So we had four people pass this over the weekend. Jerry Stiller of Seinfeld. He dies at 92. He was that funny one. He died at 92. We have Little Richard, Flamboyant, you know, he died at 87.
Mm-hmm.
And they all die in natural causes, no COVID-19. We have Clean Up Woman singer Betty Wright. She dies at 66. She was a famous R&B singer back in the day. She won a Grammy, Where's the Love? That was Mine All Mine. You know that song?
Yeah, shit, I thought you were talking about one of the Golden Girls. A different Betty White?
A different Betty White. This is the Black Betty White.
Oh, okay.
And then we have Black Betty. Then we have Andre Harrell. And, you know, he was the one who mentored Sean Puppy Combs, and he dies at 59. He was at Motown Records. He had a lot of people. He had a lot of hits with a lot of folks. Teddy Riley, Mary J, Sean Puffy, Biggie. So he passed away. So, yeah, you want to take a moment of silence for them?
Okay. Yeah, Andre Harrell, he was really like the guy putting people on at one point. I think it was like, I don't want to stamp the era when it was, but yeah, he helped find a lot of great talent that really soared, and a lot of great talent came off of the people that he put on. So, so yeah, that's really big. He's one of those icons or legacy people that you really don't hear too much about, especially
right.
If you're outside the industry. You know what I mean? He definitely is going to go down in the Hip Hop Hall of Fame, or the Music Hall of Fame.
We got an update on the Aubrey case. That's the young man who got shot by the two gentlemen. They have been arrested, but stuff is still going on. They're still blaming them. And autopsy shows that he got hit by three gunshot blasts from the autopsy. And it's showing that they were close range in the chest from two separate groups of buckshot pellets. So he had no way of surviving.
The thing that's crazy about it is I don't know what's going on with it, but let's see. I can't remember who called in. I think it was Jay Dirty used to call in and say that about how during election time people try to raise the issue of race in America, which is not hard to stir up. It's not hard to stir up at all. But they're talking about, you know, saying, you know, with this incident, some people are using this incident to do all this extra stuff. So this thing is just turning into a big thing, and which it should. I mean, there should be a light on it because it hits a lot of things other than just the race. It goes by citizen's arrest, conceal and carry, you know, so many things that go into play, what to do in these situations that, you know, a lot of these things need to be talked about other than just the whole racial issue of it by itself. But, yeah, this is going to be something that's really going to be big. It's another one of those things that can turn parts of America into Ferguson, L.A., other places like that when the outcome comes out. And, like, I was on somebody's post, and they were talking about this incident. I'll say this part, and I'll let you say it, and then we can do whatever we're going to do. But, like, one of the things they keep saying was, you know, a burglar suspect. Why do they keep trying to put that out there? Like, we're talking about, like, they're going to do this and do that. Because I don't know if you've seen it, people, but they got people out here standing by the two guys that did it. I mean, if you support them, by all means, do what you do. Show your support. But you know what happens to us when shit like this happens. Next thing is going to come, they're going to try to slander dude's name. They're going to be like, oh, this was his criminal record. This is what he did, da-da-da-da-da-da. But my part is, when are we going to start leading with, take the negative narrative away right off the bat, because they're leading with it. It's almost like they're trying to throw you these people's excuse up front as the story begins before we even get to the heinous incident that happened and the true evilness in it. Like, they come out and say, robbery suspect. Stop with that. He was a jogger. As of right now, until they come out and say, no, he came out of somebody's house robbing, or he da-da-da, until then, a young man was jogging and was attacked while jogging. Whatever excuse they came up with, they told us afterwards, which was going to be their defense, has no relevance in telling the story. Tell the story as it is. A young man, you could say it however you want to put, young black man was jogging and was attacked while jogging. Put it like that. Because if it was reversed, that's how it would have went. A jogger was jogging and he was attacked by these attackers and da-da-da-da-da-da. And like I put, if that would have been a reverse, them two dudes with them shotguns would have never made it to jail. I hate to say it. It is what it is. I'm not trying to stir nothing up for political purposes or no bullshit like that. But let's keep it 100. They wouldn't have, in today's age, with shit going on, how they killing people for bullshit-ass reason, taillights and shit. We seen what happened to Philando Steele. All these other people, bloop. They wouldn't have made it to jail.
Say that.
They were laid in the street and we're talking about
Georgia. We're talking Georgia.
Right.
We're talking Georgia. You know how you was talking about how it would have went? It would have went white guy jogging, two angry black niggers attack white male. What we going to do? We going to lynch him? You see what I'm saying? That's the story. But because he's a black guy, the story is he was robbing. They have a picture of who was robbing. And then he wasn't even robbing. He just went into the place where they were doing construction. You don't see the young black guy who they have there pick up anything. They just went off of a hunt. And far as, let's talk about citizens' arrest. If you're doing an arrest, you wait for the police to get there, get in your own hands. A citizen's arrest is you holding them there until the cops get there. Or you're pinning them down, but you don't shoot them. Until a cop gets there, that's not your job. And then you're going off, like you said, false reporting, which is killing only the African-American and brown kids by the number. Because you guys always want to say we all look them. We don't. Oh, that's the suspect. He looks like that. We don't all look alike. We're not all suspects. And it is a racial thing. And a lot of people are like they're doing races, they're doing a whole bunch of stuff once again to say this isn't about color, like you were saying. This is about the heart of man still thinking of evil against a race of a color that you choose not to like. Well, we ain't never did nothing to you. You brought us here, and you expect us the priority to change because you brought us here. We were smart in Africa. We ran things in Africa. We created things in Africa. We cultivated in Africa. Now you think you're going to keep us underneath your foot and underneath your, when my DNA comes up that I can be better than you, now you're going to take it away? Why? For what purpose? Pride alone? Jealousy alone? Makes no sense. But then we're living in a world that's all men for themselves and careless acts.
Sorry, now I'm getting that peck, 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 peck thing in my ear heavy again. It's a conspiracy. I have to make some conspiracy shirts. We got anything else? Well, man, this thing is in my ear. Let's see. No, except if you had anything else, because we are at the end of the show.
We're at the end of the show. I'll just do Tekashi's updates. Well, I could just run it real quick. His house, remember he did a video. The place where he was living got the address leaked. He tried to do a donation to No Kid Hungry, a $200,000 donation to No Kid Hungry. They declined him. he's got like all these clothes and all these things going on. He's like, why are you guys blasting? Tekashi was kind of upset. You know, he was mad. You're taking food out of kids' mouth by declining my donation. And then you know he's still got a thing going on with Meek Mill that we're going to need to talk about. And, you know, he still sets rants. He's still just ranting about his success and how he's going. And Meek Mill just wants to crush Tech N9ne on I Gotta Crush You for the culture of his music. So, yeah. But I'll table that till Thursday.
Right, right. yeah. It's messed up when a charity is like, nah, bruh, we good on you. You dig? They see what it is. They see what it is. He was going to put that out there, that he gave this charity all this money and try to use that to boost his name and put it out, and he was going, and then people don't want to mess with the charity. Why? Because they're going to think the charity is federal backed. It is.
Or don't want to be known as snitch money. I mean.
Right, right. And I mean, how do you say that your video site was leaked? Come on, you a snitch. You told motherfucker ain't nothing leak out.
You was just ready to move somewhere else.
You ain't tricking
dog.
Nobody.
It.
Right. And he definitely back out on some bullshit. Snitching as usual.
Yes.
He on the fight with somebody. I don't know who it is. I don't know if it's Leek or somebody else, but he talking about, yeah, I would be mad too if a snitch got out and dropped the album and did more numbers than you. Well, thanks for telling us. Snitch.
Yeah, he was. That shot was at Eminem, and that was at M because it was M's record that he's supposed to have, you know, sold more records for, and when his address got leaked, they had the police escorting him to a different spot. I'm telling you, he's getting royal treatment for whatever reason. I mean, the feds is treating him like royalty because they want to make sure he's alive to testify against those two other defendants. So they're going to kiss his ass until that federal case is over, and then you're off on your own, boy. You're off on your own.
Yeah, right now he is the hip-hop police. I'm just saying, you fuck with him, they on your ass.
Hey.
They on your ass. But damn, he went after Eminem, and now he got Meek on him. I don't know what to tell you. I want to say his career's over. I really want to say his career's over. Once you got Eminem. Eminem is Rocky Balboa of the motherfucking hip hop scene. He is the great white hype. You dig? He is the white buffalo, white elephant, whatever you want to say. So, you know, everybody got their parts. Like, some people, they run, you know how hip hop started. People ran, some people ran the East Coast, some people ran the West Coast. Well, Eminem, he run the trailer parks in the suburban, surrounding suburban area. You dig?
Say that.
Now, and that's the only people who would support Tekashi in this time of era is motherfuckers who's not from the hood who really have to go against a motherfucker like this. Like, if you had a co-defendant before in your life, you not liking this Tekashi dude at all. Like, you not going to support it. But the motherfuckers who ain't been about that life for real, the little wannabe gangsters, as they call them, or whatever, they'll support that shit. Like I said, they'll talk about, I just support his music. I just like the way he rap. No. If Hitler made a mixtape, would you buy it? If he had fire bars, would you buy it?
But that's a whole nother conversation, E. That's a whole nother conversation because he's not the only one that's been snitching and their music has been going out. You remember you wanted to talk about that before of all the other artists who snitched and their music is still hitting. Mm-hmm. You remember you was like Suge snitched. You was like Snoop snitched. Who else snitched? And their music still out there?
Right. Well, don't make it sound like I'm going around calling Suge and Snoop a snitch. I'm just saying people testified or other people been through these situations and they still got albums out. You got me out here like, boo, boo, boo. Oh, yeah, you said Suge snitch. Oh, shit. I didn't say that, Suge. We were just talking about testimonies in court.
Okay.
I know these people,
okay.
Man.
I'm just saying, folks who snitched while in court or on record or on file. Or on TV, or on radio. You know all those places that we know that you snitched at.
Right. So, you ever been beat up by a snitch? I'm just saying. It is what it is.
No.
Lose all your street cred. So
I beat up a snitch, though.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That should be a song. We over here right now. Anyway, what is that all we got for Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat?
Yeah, because we going to talk about Meek, you know, how he feels on Thursday. Yeah. Because, I mean, that's like a whole conversation to itself. Like, and he's, you know, in the era of how music is going and how you were saying, you know, man, he's invincible right now. Fun stuff is that going to be.
Okay. Right. And it'll become a cafe, the only cafe with no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve, even if it's a two-piece and a biscuit. Thursday night, we don't want you to get 30 days. What was that?
No. I got a question. Did you watch that movie Open? Yeah.
Movie Open. No.
Yeah.
I don't get to watch much TV. Is that like on regular TV? Is that like Netflix, Chill, Hulu, and Boo Boo?
It's on BET. I don't know if you have BET mm-hmm. or BET Her or whatever. It's on BET. And it's a Comic Cafe opening woosaw that I want to talk about. And I cannot wait mm-hmm. to talk about it. It's a great movie. If you could just like see little clips of it. All through the movie, there is things that I promise you we could talk about every single day for the next 3 to 4 months about this movie.
Oh, wow. And it's called Open, huh?
It's called Open.
On BET. All right. I'm going to see if I can find it tonight. I mean, is it on every night? Is it a series, a movie?
No, it's a movie. It's an original BET movie, and I guess it aired in March, and I just so happened to watch it over the weekend. My God.
Mm-hmm.
when I tell you I watched this movie, I was like, oh, I got to watch this again. Just to, like, in every segment, there's make you go, oh, wow. For real? Oh, my. I can talk about that. I can talk about that. I can talk about that. Like, the whole movie, I promise you, you can find something to talk about.
Okay. So you could check it out, too, if you have BET, and then join the conversation Thursday night, Comic Cafe.
Absolutely.
Where we help you keep from getting 30 days. Call us up, WUSA, 563-993-4411. Y'all know the number, because that's what y'all called to listen to tonight. so, yeah, that's Comic Cafe. Tomorrow's Wet, Wet Wednesday, which not all slow, but definitely sexy. We got Friday Night Live, where we play music to help me get ready to go to work, because I work third string over the weekend. So we definitely got that going. And let's see. Anything else that I forgot there?
No. Remember, topics tomorrow. We're still talking about masturbation. May month.
Okay. Okay. That's what we're talking about. Matter of fact, yeah, I got some shit to ask. Some freaky shit. It's on the masturbation thing. We talked about it before. It's like some techie toy type shit. Y'all gonna be like, what the is he on tonight? Yeah, I'm on all that tonight or tomorrow. So, all right, tune in tomorrow. Wait, wait, Wednesday now. It's a little definitely sexy R&B music. We don't play panty droppers. We play panty snatchers. So, all right, any last words?
Peace, the U.S. Apparel. And, oh, is that? No, that's not you. Yeah, Monty has a pair of Picasso Paint, Elise A. Manager, and the SolomonSpeaks.com. Hit us up.
Good. There you go. All right. Hopefully, see y'all tomorrow. Shit. Night's almost over. You don't do nothing else. Wake up tomorrow and do something monstrous. And start out by listening to our 24-hour streams at MonstarsRadio.com. DJ E. Monster.
Yes.
I'm out of here. Peace.
Peace. Wow.
Look, I tried to play background music. It wasn't even playing. No wonder why I can't hear
like
it.
They don't like you? Said, no. They said, no, we don't like you. That's what they said. No. They said, Little Lips in the house. Bye.
Nobody asked for your commentary. Nobody
Bye.
Asked for your commentary.